Hi, lovely lady. Welcome to 500 Seconds to Joy. I am your host, Stephanie Clarice, and this is a short, encouraging podcast for moms who want to love God, love His holy word, and love their family. How does that sound? Are you ready to start your 500 Seconds to Joy? Then let's dive into today's episode. Hello and welcome to 500 Seconds to Joy. I'm your host, Stephanie, and today I have a short and sweet episode with a children's book author, Nancy I. Sanders, and this is such a sweet conversation. Nancy is a grandma now, and she just has so much encouragement and wisdom to offer us young moms, and she has a new book out. She's written many children's books, and her new book is called Bedtime with Daddy. It's really sweet. It's a bedtime book, or really a book you can read anytime, and it's a board book, and it shows different pictures of different animals, like with their dad. It's so, so sweet, and it's written in, you know, an easy to read rhyme, and it talks about God's creation, and it's just lovely. And Nancy and I just chat about how we can instill faith in our children with bedtime reading, and she encourages young moms. And a scripture she references, which is our verse of the week, is one of my favorites, 2 Corinthians 12:9. And this is, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." And I just want to go back a little bit to the verses before, because I feel like it's important to think of the context with this verse. And in verse 7, it says, "And to keep me," this is Paul speaking, "and to keep me from being too elated by the abundance of revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from being too elated. 3 times I begged the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.'" And then verse 9 to 10 goes on to say, "I will all the more gladly boast of my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong." And how many of us moms feel weak on a day-to-day basis and have these thorns in our side? I think let's just really soak in these words and meditate on the fact that when we're weak, we're actually strong in Christ. So I think that's an important thing to think about today. I know I need it. And I needed this conversation with Nancy. It's just so lovely. I'm really excited for you to hear from her. And you can go to nancyisanders.com or endgamepress.com. Those links are in the show notes, and you can learn more about Nancy and her books and her new book, Bedtime with Daddy. You can grab that on Endgame Press's website. That's the publisher, and all the links are in the show notes. So without further ado, let's hear from Nancy. Hey, Nancy, welcome to 500 Seconds to Joy.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's so great to be here today with you.
Yes, it is a joy. And your book is so sweet. I was just telling you that. Bedtime with Daddy. And this is a children's book written by Nancy Sanders. It's her second book. And it's just a lovely, sweet book you can read to your kids any time of day, but specifically at bedtime. So Nancy, could you introduce yourself a little bit and just kind of tell us the background of why you wanted to write this book?
Absolutely. I'm a children's book author, and this Bedtime with Daddy is the second book in a series. So the first one is, guess what? Bedtime with Mommy.
Love it.
And, yeah. And I've actually written over 100 children's books. I've been writing for a long time.
Okay, Nancy, I didn't know that about you. This is incredible. Yeah, I'm still getting to know Nancy. That is so awesome. Wow.
Thank you. Yeah. So, but these are baby board books, which are actually some of my favorite, because I remember when our kids were little, I'm a grandma now, but when our kids were little, we started reading to them the minute they were born, and they just had their favorite little baby board books. And my hope and prayer is that this Bedtime with Daddy will become a favorite board book for littles these days. So
Yes, it's so sweet. And I love the pictures and, you know, the animals, which I feel like always works really well with young children, you know, and adults too. I mean, who doesn't love animals, right? It's oh, exactly. really sweet. It's really
sweet. And in this
story.
Book, the fun thing about the animals is that I really picked animals that were really known daddies around the world, like the emperor penguin daddy who actually hatches the egg, and the seahorse daddy who actually takes care of the babies, and the peacock daddy who's just such a beautiful daddy. So yes. It was fun picking animal daddies from around the world.
Yeah, so cool. I love that. I love how much thought went into it, because I think sometimes people see a board book and probably think it was just thrown together or don't really realize all the thought that went into it. Would you say that it takes as much thought as any other children's book?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, even though it's very short text, it was a journey of, I forget how long, months and months to get the concept and to really convey the whole plot and how I wanted this all come together to make it an impact on children and their families. So it's a long process.
Yes, I believe that. And it's just sweet how the book points to this greater theme of spending time with your dad. And I feel like bedtime is that perfect time to read this with our children. And that kind of leads into our topic of bedtime reading. And so how is this bedtime reading an opportunity to instill faith into the lives of young children? Because the moms listening are moms who are Christian and wanting to instill faith in their children, however many children they have. Like, I know it's important for them to do that for each of their children. So how does bedtime reading play into that?
Bedtime reading is just a great opportunity. And if you include nap time too, with the very young, if you read before you put them down for a nap too, it's just the perfect opportunity. And one of the things I think is the Bible talks over and over again about having the faith of a child, because little children will believe anything. Yes. And so it's such a precious time to teach them the truth. And so in Bedtime with Daddy, it talks about how daddies can sing a hymn, a worship song at bedtime, can read a Bible verse, can pray over their little one. All this is in there as examples of how to spend time at bedtime, instilling your faith into the life of your little one.
Mm-hmm. So good. And what encouragement could you share with the moms listening, since you are a grandma and you are further down the line than me and a lot of the listeners probably? I know some grandmas listen, so shout out to you. But for the younger moms who are maybe in the trenches, in the thick of it, still have a lot of little kids at home, what encouragement could you give to those young moms listening?
Well, I just love the verse in 2 Corinthians 12:9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. So when we're feeling weak, or when you're feeling weak as a young mom, just say, God, thank you for this weakness, because your power is going to make perfect through me in the life of my child. And so I just want to encourage moms and dads who are reading this book to just know that God's power can be made perfect through us in our weakest moments.
That's so good. I always need that encouragement. That's one of my favorites too, actually. And I've had to post it up somewhere where I see it in the kitchen, where I often am.
Yes.
Just to remind myself when I'm feeling weak, it's okay, because God's power is in me. So absolutely. Thank you, Nancy. That's really a good reminder for everyone listening, and for me too. All of us, right? Whatever stage of life we're at, we all need that. The Bible is always relevant. Thank you, Nancy. This is just so exciting to get to share this book with moms. Definitely everybody go check out the links in the show notes and grab a copy of Bedtime with Daddy. And is there a place where people can see the images, I feel like that is just what makes the book, Nancy. They're just so beautiful. I love illustrations.
Thank you. Yeah, the artwork just captures the tender love between daddies and their little ones so well. And it does. If they want to see some of the art, they can just Google the name of the book, search for the name of the book. It's on my website at nancyisanders.com. I have a page there with the images of the book. And then also on any online bookstore, there's usually images there as well.
Perfect. Thank you, Nancy. I appreciated your time today. And thanks for sharing about your newest book. And everybody go check out Bedtime with Daddy.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. It was such a joy to be here with you today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Mom's podcast. Thanks for listening to Mom's podcast.
Thanks for listening today, friend. I'm so grateful to have you here as part of the 500 Seconds to Joy community. And if you love what you heard here, please share it with a friend. Let's build up the body of Christ and spread joy and love to more Christian families just like you. Until next time, I am so grateful to have you here, and I am praying for you and your family. Bye for now.
Bye for now. Bye for now.